long positions.
With most of the 2021 crop in the ground, farmers are shifting the focus to weed control. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more in this report.
Farmers are already pulling out the sprayers. And while there isn't a lot of weed pressure yet, Bayer Crop Science Field Sales Representative John Martin reminds farmers to look at their fields instead of the calendar.
And really being mindful of what you're, you know, staging that weed size and targeting at proper weed size. Many of, you know, we're in that labeled weeds in many cases, 3 to 4 inches or less, you know, size of a pop can. That's really when we want to target them. You know, smaller the better, of course, but we don't want to be just spraying because, oh, it's May 20th. We want to really do the due diligence and spend some time out there. You can see we're just behind when you look at the trees that are just starting to bud. The quack grass is just starting to green up. We got to really do our due diligence and do some scouting, understand what's happening out in these fields.
Martin says weed management plans have changed several times already this growing season. Many farmers and retailers planned on using a pre-emerge, but there hasn't been enough rain in most areas to integrate the herbicide.
Quite honestly, they're a little nervous if we'll have it in a timely manner before it may break down or blow. And so ideally right now, if we could get moisture, that would change the game. But a lot of these are going to more post-emerge foliar programs, and being mindful that if it's maybe something like we're targeting for water hemp is layering in some residual programs for row crops like for soybeans and corn and sugar beets, where we can have a targeted approach post-emerge versus just looking at that pre.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.